Well, following a national search, Michigan State University President Samuel L. Stanley Jr., MD, has named Jabbar Bennett as the university's Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer. Bennett most recently served as Northwestern University's inaugural Associate Provost for Diversity and Inclusion and its Chief Diversity Officer. As Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer, Bennett will report directly to President Stanley and work collaboratively with other university senior executives, deans, faculty, staff, and students to develop and implement a comprehensive diversity, equity, and inclusion plan that's being worked on right now, actually. And the university is in the process of finalizing a faculty appointment for Bennett. And here to discuss the process and the hiring of Jabbar are the search committee co-chairs. Chris Long is the dean of MSU's College of Arts and Letters. Chris, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here.
And Melissa Wu is executive vice president for administration and the university's chief information officer. And Melissa, it's great to welcome you to MSU today for the first time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, let me ask each of you, just talk about why this role was so important to President Stanley, why it's important to you and your committee. Why is this an important position to hire right now?
Well, we are living through an intense period of reckoning around issues of racial justice at the moment in our culture. So that's one of the reasons why this is important. But as we think about the commitment that Michigan State University has to excellent research and teaching, we know that a commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion is at the heart of that mission of excellence. So we know that science is better when it is undertaken in diverse communities. We know that the questions we ask in the humanities and the social sciences, the arts that we undertake are better when we have a diverse voices in the process. And so we see this position as at the heart of Michigan State University's effort to be a premier research and teaching university in the country.
And Melissa, what would you add to what Chris said?
I agree with what Chris said around excellence. You cannot have excellence at any level, whether it be academic, administrative, or in our outreach mission to the community, without an eye to diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is so important at this time. I mean, it's past time, and this is the time to really focus on having someone come in, give us a vision that brings all of us together as a community, and really helps us to understand what it means to get to the next level in truly having a diverse community, one that provides equity and is inclusive.
So what were some of the skills you were looking for in this person, and what are some of their duties? What will they do?
Well, the top skill I know that at least I felt was important was the ability to convene the communities, a good listener, someone who truly can understand and hear what each community has to say, and then bring people together. And I think those were really key aspects of this position.
Chris?
Absolutely. We have an enormous amount of energy at the university around diversity, equity, and inclusion work. We have associate deans for diversity working across the colleges. We have a number of chief diversity officers in the administrative units across the university. We have people who are engaged deeply in the study of diversity and equity and inclusion from a scientific, a cultural, an artistic perspective. So this person really is going to have to bring the energy that we have at the university together in a very strategic way. And we are we were looking really for that set of skills.
And you were both, it was important to both of you and the committee to have this be a very open, transparent process and get a lot of community input. Tell us why and what you learned through that process.
I always like to emphasize that the process is just as important as the outcome of the process. So the search committee, which was very representative of the community at Michigan State, we thought that it was critical for us to have a process that was open and transparent, that put into practice our commitment to inclusion that we were trying to advance through this the search itself. And so we were very intentional about trying to ensure that we met with and listened to the various groups on campus that have been working in DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, in a very proactive way. So we met with the Coalition of Racial and Ethnic Minorities, the CORS and COP student group, that is the Council of Racial and Ethnic Students, and the Council of Progressive Students group. We met with the LGBTQA plus community, the group EPIC is the name, the Employees Pride and Inclusion Coalition. We made sure we met with students and staff and faculty in listening sessions. And then we also had, I think, Melissa, biweekly or at least monthly meetings with the chairs of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Steering Committee to make sure that we were on the same page with the vision that the DEI strategic plan was articulating as that process unfolded.
Yes, very much so. And so we had a lot of this feedback. It was all documented. So the search committee could look to see what the community was giving us feedback on what they wanted to see in the chief diversity officer. And as far as the process went, is that we did work with a professional search firm, and the committee itself, when looking through all of the materials and speaking to the search firm, actually went through two rounds of anonymous ranking of candidates. First to choose the semifinalist, and then to select which semifinalist would make it to the finalist phase. And at the finalist phase, we met with many groups, and each of the four finalists had interviews with a number of groups across the university, including a public presentation and public Q&A session. And that information was all documented and provided to President Stanley, along with the search committee's pros and cons for each of the finalists.
And I understand you had quite a high caliber pool, and it was difficult to choose a winner, if you will. But tell us a little bit more about the skills and background that you were looking for.
Well, interestingly enough, we did actually have quite a variation amongst the four finalists. Each brought incredible strengths to the role. I think it was actually quite a tribute to the search process to that point that we managed to get four people who all were very, very strong, but in different ways. And really, what really we needed was a person who could convene the communities, could bring communities together and focus all this great energy that Chris was just talking about towards advancing DEI at MSU.
We had one of the main things that we were thinking about was, you know, could we find somebody who had executive experience at a comparably complex university? Obviously, Michigan State University, as a AAU university, a member of the Big Ten Academic Alliance, a major land-grant university, is an enormous undertaking. And so we needed to find somebody who had the direct experience with leading in that kind of a context. So that was an important component of our search.
So let me ask each of you, tell us a little bit about Jabbar Bennett in your own words, why he was selected.
Well, we are thrilled to have Jabbar Bennett join us at Michigan State University. He, as you mentioned, I think, was the inaugural CDO at Northwestern University. And, you know, for me, in the process of various conversations that we had throughout the search process, Jabbar demonstrated an ability to listen, an ability to convene people, as Melissa emphasized, someone who will both have a strategic vision to advance, but also who has demonstrated the ability to listen to various constituencies in shaping that strategic vision. So we thought it was very important to have someone who could listen and nurture the kind of trust that we know is going to be needed to make transformative change here at MSU.
Something that really stood out when we looked at all of the feedback, both after the public presentation, as well as a number of the groups with whom all the finalists met with, is that Jabbar is the consensus candidate, is that overall, people thought that he would do a good job here by consensus and called out all of these qualities that Chris just talked about. Someone who is collaborative, who is a convener, who can bring people together. And I think those are incredibly important things for the candidate to have. And I'm really, really excited to work with Jabbar when he gets onto campus.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to talking with Jabbar once he gets to campus as well. But would like to thank both of you for telling us about the process that led to Jabbar Bennett being hired as Michigan State University's Chief Diversity Officer. Just either of you have any final thoughts on the process or Jabbar's selection or this important position at MSU?
One thing, Russ, that was, I think, a fun story to remember in the search process. At one point during the process, Jabbar's power went completely out. And he was in the midst of an interview with some constituent groups, and he had a flashlight there, and he was talking into his phone. He really showed himself to be adaptable. Now, I know, you know, that's one instance in a long search process, but it's something that sticks with me as I think about Jabbar. He is extremely adaptable. It cares deeply about this position. He's thrilled to be coming to Michigan State University, and we are really excited to have him join a group of committed people here on campus working for DEI.
How about you, Melissa?
Yeah, I actually thought that was really interesting as well, seeing how adaptable Jabbar was to, I think, something that would faze most of us during an interview process. I mean, overall, I'm just really, really looking forward to working with Jabbar. There are a number of DEI issues that I would love to speak with him about and actually have a partner to work on them in order to help improve DEI on our campus.
Well, again, Jabbar Bennett is Michigan State University's new Chief Diversity Officer. He'll begin his role on December 1st. We've been talking with the search committee co-chairs. Chris Long is the Dean of MSU's College of Arts and Letters, and Melissa Wu is MSU's Executive Vice President for Administration and Chief Information Officer. Chris and Melissa are both great Twitter follows. Melissa's at MZYW and Chris is at CP Long. And thank you both again for joining me today.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.